Strange Adventure. Lieutenant Joe Otis gazed out the window of the bomber at the vast stretch of open sea spread beneath him, then turned to his co-pilot.
Hey, take a look down there, Tex, before we get into those clouds. That's what we've been looking for.
Tex peered through a rift in the clouds. Far in the distance, he could make out several ships that looked like toys from this altitude.
Yep, that's that Jap task force, all right. Let's catch them and knock off a few. We could get above the clouds and they couldn't see us.
Yeah, we couldn't see them either. Besides, you know our orders. We're to trail the convoy and keep it in sight for the rest of the squadron.
Yeah, sort of a bird dog with wings. We have to lag along and let the rest of the lame duck steal the show.
Hey, stop griping and take over the wheel for a while, will you? I want to check our position and get a message off to the gang.
After a couple of minutes' work, a dead reckoning position was figured, and Otis scribbled a message. The radio operator switched on his set and flashed the message. Big Tail 4 to Yellow Drake. Big Tail 4 to Yellow Drake. Have spotted enemy convoy headed northeast. Stand by for position. After the message had been sent and acknowledged by the wing commander, Lieutenant Joe Otis poured himself a cup of coffee from the thermos jug and returned to the cockpit. His friend's face was still glum as he turned over the controls.
Joe, I have the doggonest luck. Right after you left, the clouds got so thick I couldn't see a thing. You know, I bet them Japs maneuvered right out from underneath us.
There was a loud explosion and chunks of flak peppered into the plane. Luckily, no one was hit.
Yeah, looks like the Japs know where we are, all right. We got to get away and fast.
Otis changed course a few degrees while mentally figuring a return course that would put him back in position when the weather cleared. After a few minutes, the clouds began to break up, and large patches of sea became visible from the plane. The crew searched for the enemy ships, but the entire task force had vanished. Then a call came over the command set.
Friendly Cracker, calling Big Tail 4. You are now due southeast of task force. Veer 20 degrees left. Over.
Otis replied to the message.
Big Tail 4 to Friendly Cracker. Roger and thanks. What is your position?
Friendly Cracker to Big Tail 4. Position 1730 north at 140.
Otis checked the position with his navigator. The other plane should be near. He scanned the sky for his informant. As far as he could see, his plane was alone. Tex became worried.
Maybe it's a trick of the Japs to lure us into range of their guns.
Maybe. Let's see if this works. Big Tail 4 to Friendly Cracker. What is your altitude?
There was no answer. Otis called again, repeating the question. At last, a reply reached his ears.
Friendly Tracker, the Big Tail 4. Altitude minus 15 feet. This is a Navy submarine, son.
And this is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Blue Whale, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.